This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has dismissed prospects for early resumption of diplomacy with the United States, saying the U.S. expectations for talks would plunge them into a greater disappointment. Kim Yo-jong made the comments after U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan described as an interesting signal Kim Jong-un's recent statement that North Korea will be ready for both dialogue and confrontation, but more for confrontation. White House National Security Advisor urged the North Koreans to send a clear signal that they were willing to talk.
Well, the clear signal they could send is to say, yes, let's do it. Let's sit down and begin negotiations. We think that just as in the case of the Iranian nuclear issue, with the North Korean nuclear issue, there is no substitute for diplomacy to begin to make progress towards that ultimate objective.
On Monday, the top U.S. envoy on North Korean affairs said on a visit to Seoul that he hoped to see a positive reaction from the North soon on U.S. offers for talks. Iran's president-elect said on Monday he would not meet with President Joe Biden nor negotiate over Tehran's ballistic missile program and its support of regional militias, sticking to a hard-line position following his landslide victory in last week's election. Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi also described himself as a defender of human rights when asked about his involvement in the 1988 mass execution of some 5,000 people. Now, it marked the first time that he's been put on the spot on live television over that dark moment in Iranian history at the end of the Iran-Iraq War. Asked about a possible meeting with President Joe Biden, Raisi simply answered no. His moderate competitor had suggested during campaigning that he'd meet